This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
With the latest hike to minimum wage in BC, we're hearing the familiar arguments that it helps the poor. What's incredible is you won't find anyone who actually has taken the time to study poverty to say that raising minimum wage is the most effective way to help them. I mean, if government really wanted to help the poor, there are far more effective ways than raising minimum wage. I mean, I'll give you the fundamental reason why raising the minimum wage is so effective in fighting poverty. According to StatsCan, only under 13% of the people who earn minimum wage are under the so-called poverty line. I mean, the majority who earn minimum wage are teenagers, with the next biggest group living in households where they're not the main breadwinners. I mean, think about what that means. Of every $100 increase in minimum wage, less than $13 on average gets to people living in poverty. I mean, if you personally care about helping the poor, the research is overwhelming that transfers directly to the poor are more effective. Programs like refundable tax credits. Another effective way is through charitable agencies. I mean, donate $100, maybe 90 goes to those in need. The other 10 may get eaten up by administrative costs, but we have lots of groups doing great work. But by the way, I always recommend people find out how much of their donation goes to the intended target. I mean, when it comes to direct subsidies by government, it costs the government about $7 to collect the various taxes, and then they pay for whatever department administrates the money. So of your $100, maybe $75 to $80 actually gets to the poor, with all the wages and benefits, including pensions of the government bureaucracy, are taken into account. But that's still way more effective than raising minimum wage, which ironically can often end up hurting low-income individuals and families because the extra costs, along with the other increases from government like property taxes or BC's new healthcare tax, are passed along whenever possible in the form of higher taxes, which, of course, low-income individuals can least afford. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.